Hi, Morning Star Travelers. This is a new episode of Going Where We Have Not Been Before. We're going into the last days. We're going to be talking about end time events that have already started. Since we are already living in perilous times, perplexity of nations moving into the tribulation, which means when man starts seeing a lot of celestial activity, mainly UFOs, when everyone starts calling for disclosure. That's the tribulation. We have entered the golden age announced by the false prophets, the beginning of the great delusion. We have the false prophets, Trump and Musk, spewing out fake concepts of reality, called lies of the devil when they're pretending everything is becoming great again, while we are watching nonstop disaster after disaster. We are in the last kingdom watching democracy collapse around the world. Governments are failing while the U.S. is pretending its kingdom is utopia. We are back at the same place in the human race was at in Genesis 11. This was when AI was first set up. The snare, the veil over all nations, better known as the beast. Paranormal alien technology that's way over humans' heads. So, AI has been here controlling this reality, this evil age, since it was set up in Genesis 11. It was set up to keep humans from becoming able to accomplish anything. The language barrier is alien paranormal technology. It was set up to create confusion to keep humans in their place under aliens' feet. Friend, AI could never be possible unless it already was here. Stop trying to pretend you have any clue what it is. Humans have zero context for their own reality. You live in virtual reality, controlled by AI, paranormal technology, designed to keep you dumbed down in your place, serving the destroyers, fallen angels, rulers of the darkness of this evil age. AI is a bottomless pit of sucking energy. The aliens are running out of energy to keep themselves cloaked, veiled. Their cloak is failing. Energy and more energy is what they're after. They have always used humans as slaves to build new types of energy sources. The pyramids were energy plants. Now they need humans to build nuclear power plants. The whole planet is going to go nuclear. So slave on. This is fraud, means all of it's over humans' heads. The carnal mind of man has no concept of aliens. They're predators. They operate on another frequency of life that your mind can't fathom. They kill, steal, and destroy as they need to consume energy nonstop. They are always flying over nuclear power plants. They're black holes, bottomless pits of sucking energy out of anything paranormally. They're draining the planet dry. They suck the life out of Mars. Be of good cheer, dear ones, be of good cheer. The day of Pentecost is coming for those in one accord. Acts 2.1. When the day of Pentecost came, was fully come, they were all of one accord in one place. That's the day the supernatural signal from outside of time enters time and collapses the language barrier, and things will become naturally supernatural so the good news can be preached to the globe. AI will become useless. The day the supernatural invades the natural and everyone will start speaking the same language, everyone will hear the good news, then the end will come, then it's finished. But the warning, dear one, grasp the warning. Stop making up your own lies of the devil about this reality and its context. If you're pretending, that there's something else going on and you're going to ascend without knowing Jesus, well, you're delusional. If you don't know Jesus paid for your pardon, you're not going anywhere but to your grave. Dream on and study the text message to this message so that you can get more insight. So God bless you, dear ones, and call the prayer line if you need prayer. And keep looking up. Keep your mind on things above, asking to hear new things from Jesus. The main scripture is Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and ask for me for you to hear great and mighty things you never heard of. Start asking, seeking, and knocking to hear greater things you've never heard of. God bless.